The rest of the story. Fred McKay had moved to the mountains for his health. What he found when he got there was unbelievable. All through dental school, Fred had been plagued by respiratory trouble, and he promised himself that as soon as he graduated, he'd set up his dental practice someplace where the air was clean and fresh, and that someplace turned out to be Colorado Springs, Colorado. Now, Fred had been there only weeks when he became aware of a curious consistency among his patients, a uniform dental disorder. And more remarkably still, the disease appeared to have been shared only by those born and reared in the area. I mean, the immediate area. For those among Fred's patients who had grown up outside the town boundaries, they were strangely devoid of the condition. Colorado brown stain, the locals called it. Colorado brown stain. And yet the term belied its apparent seriousness. Where not stained with brown or yellow, the victim's mottled teeth were a shocking, opaque, almost iridescent white. Not only were they unpleasant to see, but their enamel appeared frail and thin. Crowns or bridges could hide the problem, but the only real cure Fred could imagine was false teeth. Well, after 4 years in Colorado Springs, Fred McKay moved to St. Louis, and he practiced there. He forgot about the mysterious malady which had so intrigued him. And yet, after 3 years in his new office, his lungs started acting up again, and he moved back to Colorado Springs. And there was something about observing that condition the second time around that inspired Fred to do something about it. From then on, it became his business, McKay's malady. And if there were a logical, less than drastic remedy for it, then he would be the one to find it. He went through all of the dental literature he could find, but there was no mention of anything like it. He exhibited one of his patients at a statewide dental convention, yet while a handful of his fellow dentists had seen the mottled teeth in their own communities, none had the slightest idea what caused the disorder or how to cure it. Finally, Fred McKay sought the assistance of the most renowned dental researcher in the world at that time, also the field's leading authority on tooth pathology. His name was Green Vardaman Black. Fred knew Dr. Black was a fishing enthusiast as well, and he managed to lure the great clinician to Colorado Springs with the promise of a fishing expedition through the nearby mountain streams. When Dr. Black arrived and witnessed McKay's malady firsthand, he was at once shocked and fascinated. They must study this phenomenon together, he told Fred, and they did. Fred McKay continued the study even after Dr. Black died, for decades thereafter, in fact. Eventually, it was he who traced the condition to the community's water supply and to a chemical which, most surprisingly of all, seemed to protect teeth from decay. You may have forgotten the name of Fred McKay, and yet in the field of preventive dentistry, his name is forever blessed. The tuberculosis he had contracted as a young man, the real disease that kept sending him to Colorado Springs, might otherwise have killed him. But he remained alive and active for scores of years until he proved that McKay's malady was no malady at all. Instead, it was evidence of a miraculous tooth protector, now as commonplace as toothpaste, a little something which in nature turns your teeth brown, but which you now know as fluoride. You mean the same brown stain was protecting their teeth all the while? The same brown stain, McKay's malady. And the secret was fluoride. Now you know the rest of the story.